allergy and asthma sufferers, beware. The pollen and mold season is upon us. There are only two spore collection sites in the state, Fairbanks and Anchorage, and the instruments were activated this week. The University of Alaska and the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center run the monitoring program. Stacey Cooper is a health assessor at the Environmental Health Program for the State Health Department. She told Alaska Public Media's Lori Townsend, spore traps capture pollen and mold for 24 hours and deposit it on a slide.
The pollen counters look at that slide through a microscope, and they're trained to be able to count how many tree pollen and how many grass, how many weeds, and they can report how much of each type of pollen or mold is out there over that course of 24 hours. So it's a snapshot.
We had a winter that was closer to normal this year, a lot more snow and colder temperatures than the previous few years. But now, at least in South Central, it's getting a bit dry. We haven't had much rain. How does a drier spring impact pollen and mold?
Typically, drier conditions will lead to higher mold counts just because in dry conditions, pollen and mold, they can just blow around more. With a winter like we just had, where it was cold and there was a lot of snow, sometimes, you know, that can make the trees pollinate more because they're good conditions over the winter for it to be cold with a lot of snowpack. So with a winter like we just had, you might see the peak of trees be a little bit later in May than the last couple of years where we've had these really mild winters. But you're right, the dry conditions actually could lead to us seeing pollen as we're seeing it now. You know, the pollen has started, it's low, but if it continues to be dry, then the peak could be a little bit earlier. It's really hard to know. There's so many factors that go into it.
What can people do to protect themselves if they have allergies or are irritated in a significant way by both pollen and mold?
Well, you know, there's several things that people can do. On a day where they feel like they're suffering or that the mold counts or the pollen counts are reported as high, they can limit their outdoor activities as much as they can. If they do need to go outside, pollen counts, the pollen levels are usually highest in the mornings. So maybe just stay inside in the mornings when the pollen is the highest. Other things they can do is they can keep their windows closed and use a HEPA filter. And these are filters that clean the air of mold and pollen. If people feel that those types of precautions aren't really helping, they should see their provider and maybe look into getting some allergy medicine that could help. And for people who already have allergy medicine, it's best to start taking it before they start suffering in the season.
Stacey Cooper is a health assessor with the state's health department. She spoke with Alaska Public Media's Lori Townsend. Pollen from trees, grasses, and weeds can be bothersome through August. Mold can continue to be an irritant through September. A link to the monitoring page is at our website, alaskapublic.org.